go. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We are broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. So on and so forth and whatnot and furthermore. This might be the final Jeff K. Show, the final Monday Jeff K. Show. I'm thinking about, thinking very seriously about changing the title of this thing. I don't know how much more of it's going to change. There's going to be other small little tweaks, you know. Nothing major. They're still going to come out Monday / Tuesday. I'm kind of liking this Tuesday. This works out for me. So what I do is I think about what I'm going to talk about all weekend. And then on Monday morning, I record and then I post it on Tuesday. Or sometimes Monday night, I have it up. So the Monday / Tuesday, I like that. I might adopt that as the new schedule. The Thursday one, it might stay Thursday, might go to Friday. But what it boils down to is there's still going to be two episodes a week. One's going to be open to the full network, like this one. And then there's going to be a bonus thank you episode for patrons, the folks over at Patreon.com who have pledged at least $4 a month to support my efforts. I have many efforts. I'm loaded with efforts, just hoarding efforts. And I appreciate that. So everybody who went over to patreon.com/JeffK, signed up for a $4 or more patronage, as they call it. It's a monthly donation. All you do is just put it on a credit card, like stick it on a credit card, set it for $4 or more. You know, it doesn't have to be $4. It can be just pulling numbers out of the air, maybe like $600 a month. You know, whatever makes, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. You can just put it on a credit card. The first of every month, that thing comes, it gets charged. And if it's $4, you probably won't even notice it. I mean, let's be honest. And it helps me a great deal. And in return, as a thank you, you will gain immediate, instant access to all the old episodes. The ones that have already been recorded, there's some gold in there. There's some lesser efforts mixed in too, but you never know. There's some good ones. And so you'll gain access to all the ones that have already been recorded, and you'll instantly gain access to the ones in the future as they're released. You know what I mean? So do that today. It's patreon.com/JeffK. $4. That's all. So you might want to, as soon as this thing's over, you might want to hop on over there and sign up. Hell yeah. So anyway, so there's going to be a Monday episode, which might come out on Tuesday now. And there's going to be a Thursday episode, which might come out on Friday now. I don't know. I haven't decided. While I'm at the beach next week. Oh, did I mention that? On Sunday, we're leaving for Myrtle Beach. We're leaving for Myrtle Beach. And originally we were going to drive. Now we're going to fly. Oh, man, that adds a new dimension. You know that 11-hour drive down there? That was going to lead to divorce. That was my fear. You know, we had a 26-year run almost. But that 11-hour drive, that might have been the end of it. You know, I don't know if it would have been the drive down or the drive back. But one of those two 11-hour trips, you know, might have been the end of the road for us. I'm kidding, of course, but it would have been awful. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you have that hopeful estimating thing going on where, it won't be so bad. You know, everybody does, you know, then you come up with people, they drive all the time, you know, it doesn't bother them. You know, we should be able to do it, you know, it's worth it, you know. So there's like all this like negotiating with yourself, trying to make yourself feel better about it. But the bottom line is I deal in reality and I knew it was going to be terrible. And, you know, I'm not going to be swayed by any bullshit negotiations. All right. So, anyway, I kept telling Tony, I said, keep watching those, airfare prices. She goes, we're not flying, you know, cost too much. Because when we were looking at them originally, the flights were like $400 and some each. That's too much, you know. So she got a notification on her phone, had some kind of flash sale, $215 each. So basically, you buy one, get one free. The price immediately went up the next day again. I don't know, it was weird. So we bought in when it was low, $215, I think, or $213, something like that. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. I think that's right. Round trip out of here. That's not even, we don't even have to drive. We don't have to travel before we travel, which is usually what we have to do here. We have to go to, we have to go down to Allentown or Philly or, what's the other place? I don't know. We went over to New Jersey somewhere. And anyway, we're flying right out of Scranton. Man, for $215, that's awesome. So anyway, that's Sunday. We're going to be gone a week, 6 nights. It's going to be awesome. So I'll be doing some thinking about the podcast, possibly. Maybe I'll walk out on a pier and just ponder. Just look off into the, into the horizon. Some deep thoughts, Ponder the podcast, the direction I want to go, like a deep thinking, philosophical some bitch, Or I might just like drink a bunch of craft beer and eat hamburgers. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't know, but I'm going to try to come up with some ideas. I already have some, of course. Ideas are easy, but I'm going to try to come up with some others, some that are maybe, actually good. That's the goal. And we'll come back with a new name for the podcast and maybe a little bit of a tweak to the structure. It won't be any major changes. Still be me yammering on, telling stories about nonsense. And when I get back, I will debut the new version of the same old podcast. How's that for selling it? All right. Speaking of Myrtle Beach, while I'm gone, I'm not going to... In the past, I've tried to, I've banked, updates to the website, and I just have them set so that they'll publish while I'm gone, so it seems like I'm not gone. It just... You know what I'm saying? I don't have anything banked, and I'm not going to attempt to do that. The bunker, the Surf Report bunker, is going to go dark for that week. We'll come back, and we're going to, with Rechart, I'm going to be like tanned. Well, let's not get carried away. I was going to say tanned and rested. I'm hoping to be rested. I don't know about the tanned part. Not really a fan of the beach in the daytime, like when it's sunny and bright. And there's sand in your ass, and all that. I like the beach at night. That's what I like. I like looking at it from like a hotel balcony in the daytime. And then at night, when the sun goes down or when it's starting to go down, that's when I like it. So what was I talking about? I don't remember. But anyway, I'm not gonna try to bank any updates. So it's going to go dark for a week. I'm going to ponder and come back with a new version of, I don't know, I feel like I already said that. Anyway, so Sunday I leave, we leave, and the boys are staying home. There's some concern there. But, what are you going to do? They're 20 and 22. So what are we going to do? Some point you got to just let the chips fall where they may, so that's going to happen. So this might be the final Monday episode of the Jeff K Show, or maybe not, because there's a half-assery that goes, that a thread of half-assery that is woven into everything. So who knows. Anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. Oh, one more thing before we move on. We've been checking, of course, obsessively been checking all the weather apps to see what the weather's supposed to be down there next week. Cause man, we've been building, we bought this trip on Black Friday. So this is how long we've been, you know, building up to this thing. We're building it up to a point where can't help but be disappointed. This is what we do. We plan something. We build it up to the point where there's no way it can live up to our expectations. No. We'll have a good time. But we've been checking the apps, the weather apps. Not good as it stands right now. Not good. Rain like every day. It says possible thunder showers, tea showers, as it says. Possible tea showers every day. I don't like that. What the hell's going on? And then as soon as we leave, it goes right back up to 75 and sunny. 75 and sunny right now. As soon as we fly into town, gray skies, rain, wind. And then as soon as we climb on the plane, sunny and 75. Yeah, at least that's what it's saying so far. We're clinging to that hope where they're wrong, you know. Well, it's one of those things. It's more of that hopeful estimating. Yeah, these people don't know what they're talking about. Couldn't find their own ass with both hands. They can't predict what tomorrow's going to be. How are they going to predict what it's going to be, you know, 10 days from now? So that's what we're telling ourselves. But if it said it's going to be beautiful every day, they'd be like, yeah, we'd accept it, you know. We'd be like, yeah, hell yeah. But these guys are professionals. These are weather professionals. They've gone to college. These people have probably gone to college. You know what I'm saying? But they're not telling us what we want to hear. So they're like, these guys, you know, they're terrible. They don't have a very good track record, I could tell you that much. So anyway, that's what we're doing. We're looking at it like twice a day. Well, I am. Tony looks at it like every hour, I think. So I don't know. It doesn't look very good as it stands. That's all right. We'll just sit out on the balcony and have a few adult beverages and watch the ocean. Last week we had a scare. Tony went in for she goes in every 6 months for a mammogram. They found something and they wanted her to come back for a needle biopsy. Scared the shit out of me, you know. I mean, she's had to go back because of, quote, dense tissue, whatever that is. And have it redone. She's had to do that every once in a while. But this time they wanted to do a biopsy. And so that scared me to death. They were like, it's probably nothing. But, you know, if it is, we'll come up with a good plan for you. I'm like, what? I don't want to hear that if it is business. I want them to say, it's almost certainly nothing. And just leave it at that. They don't need to add an attack on that. But if it is, you know, science has come a long way, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't want to hear that part. So she went in for the thing, the needle biopsy, which sounds very unpleasant to me. I don't know. Anyway, she did that. And they were like, you need to, they were acting, I think in the old days, they used to like keep you overnight in the hospital. I can remember my mother going in when I was a little kid for something similar to that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, I think it used to be a bigger deal. But she went in and had it. They did the thing. And 2 hours later, she was at Wegmans doing the weekly shop. So I don't know. She bounces back from stuff like that. I'd probably be down and out for, I don't know, 3-4 days, you know. But anyway, so they said 3 days, give us 3 days, 3 business days. This is on a Friday, so they said by Wednesday we should have some news for you. Probably nothing, but, you know, if it is, like, oh my God. So then we have to go over the weekend thinking about this shit. You know, this thing's like weighing over. This kind of stuff like scares me to death. I'm not real good dealing with stuff like this. I don't know. You could say I'm a puss. You know, whatever you want. But I don't like that because my brain always goes straight to, worst case scenario in every situation. I don't know why, but that's the way I'm wired. Like when our kids were little, they'd be running around the living room, and I could see them tripping and hitting their head on the, you know, coffee table and blowing their head open, you know. I could see these scenarios inside my head. Nobody else could, but so that's the way I am, and I don't know. I'm not proud of it. It makes me crazy. It drives me insane. It's not a good attribute. I mean, I think I can foresee danger better than other people, but I foresee danger where there probably isn't any present, you know? It goes too far sometimes. But the whole weekend I was like, oh God, like as soon as I'd wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I'd think of. And then Monday, I went back to work on Monday, and you know, when you're working, you got something to occupy your mind. So, you know, it wasn't too bad. It got a little bit better after I got back to work. But on Wednesday, when was the last, I thought we might hear something on Tuesday. I thought it was one of those deals they give you, you know, usually only takes like 2 days, but tell them it's three just to give us a little buffer, you know, one of those deals. So Tuesday came and went. We didn't hear anything. Wednesday came and went. We didn't hear anything, which, you know, I wasn't happy about that. So then Thursday, I told Tony, I said, why don't you call them? Because they probably have it back sitting on somebody's desk. Nobody does anything. You know, nobody can follow through on anything. Everybody's half-assed, you know. So she called, and they looked it up, and they're like, nope, there's nothing. We don't have the results yet. So this is on Thursday, already a day after. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm trying to read into the, what does this mean? Does this mean something? I don't know. What am I like? I don't know anything. I don't know. I'm not qualified to speak on any subject, but I'm trying to read into this. I'm trying to see, you know, what's this one day late? What's that mean? You know, probably means nothing. So we didn't hear anything on Thursday. Tony called them. They didn't have any information. So then Friday, you know, I went to work at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We still hadn't heard anything on Friday. I'm like, oh my God, we're have to go through another weekend of this stuff hanging over our head. I'm like starting to fear. This is not good. This is not good news. You know, we're not going to get good news. If it was good news, we'd already heard it. You know, they're waiting to they're gonna call us, and they're gonna have us come into the office face to face, have this conversation with us, this quote plan that they're talking about. And that's what's gonna happen. I decided that's what was gonna happen. I was getting all worked up, you know. And then on Friday, and I don't know what time, late in the afternoon, they called and said, yeah, you're good. You know, everything's good. It's all just normal tissue. No issues. It's not a problem. It's like, oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, this stuff, I know people go through this all the time, but I don't do well with it. I'm a neurotic, and that stuff, it's all, Tony said, well, you're more worried about it than I was. So I don't know. I'm not proud of it. It's just the way I am. But it was a weight lifted when they called and said everything's good. So got the all clear for another 6 months. I need to start going to the doctor. But, you start getting into this kind of stuff, it'll send me into the wacky shack, you know, worrying about this kind of stuff. So anyway, she's pretty good about going every 6 months, and I'm not. I don't think I've seen my hip and with it doctor for, I don't know, 4 years. Is that so wrong? Last time I went for a while, I hadn't gone in like 10 years, and Tony was on me about it. So I made an appointment. I was going on a regular basis, and the guy's like, hey, man. You know, I walk in, they'd keep me, they make me wait out in the waiting area with all these people hacking and coughing and, you know, I mean, every manner of disease out there. Everybody's just like puking, basically. And I'm sitting in there like, oh, God. And I'm just absorbing all these sick spores, you know. And then so then they call you back. And you're sitting up on that crinkly paper, sitting up on that high table, or on, you know, that examining table thing with the crinkly paper on it. And then they don't come. It's another 20 minutes where you're like, what the hell's going on, you know? And then the guy comes busting in there. Hey, man. It's like, I don't want us to be on the same level, all right? You're a doctor. I'm putting a lot of trust in you. I don't want you to be on the same level as Jeff K. You know, we're not on the same level. You need to be above me, high above me, you know? If we're on the same level, everybody's in trouble because, you know what I'm saying? So he was listening, you know, hey man, how you been? You know, it's like we're like buddies hanging out at the bar or something. So, and then he always goes, do you mind if this medical student comes comes in and observes? I'm like, and there's like this 15-year-old girl. She looks like a cheerleader at the local high school, possibly the junior high, I don't know. And she's in there, I don't know. The whole thing makes me uncomfortable. Just going to the doctor makes me uncomfortable. Then you got these teenage girls in there. That brings a new level of discomfort to the proceedings. And then there's the, hey man, So anyway, I haven't been for 4 years. The guy gave me like some blood pressure medicine, gave me a prescription. And he never called me back. It just gets renewed time after time after time. So I get it through the mail, you know, and it just, when the prescription expires, they just automatically renew it without having me come in. Not sure that's the way it's supposed to work, but hey, I'm just, you know, I'm going to continue down that road and take this low dosage blood pressure medication and, don't have to sit on the crinkly paper, and I don't have to do these, I'm sure it's nothing, Jeff. It's nothing, I'm sure, I mean, can't be sure. I mean, it might be some devastating news, but, you know, chances are you're gonna be fine, you know. But if you're not, you know, we'll deal with that, you know. It's gonna be terrifying and absolutely, you know, it's going to be absolutely terrifying and terrible, but, you know, we'll deal with it. And but, you know, I'm sure it's nothing. So, I don't know. It's probably not the best route to take, but that's the route I've chosen. Maybe I'll go back to see him someday. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But anyway, we'll be able to go on our trip now without having to worry about that. That's good. Well, we'll have something to worry about. Of course, the kids, you know. It always reminds me whenever we go off this show that we used to watch when they were young, Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon. The parents went out of town one time and they were watching TV in their hotel, and it was on MTV, and they were broadcasting live from their living room this big crazy party, and so the parents are away somewhere. And on the TV is this gigantic party being broadcast on MTV for some reason. And I remember the dad said, that's our living room. There's a woman with a lazy eye singing in rhythm and blues songs. I don't know. I thought the inclusion of the phrase with a lazy eye, I thought that was pretty good writing right there. That show was funny. It was a kid's show, but it was funnier than stuff on regular TV sometimes. That was a great show. Drake and Josh. Josh Peck. Drake Bell, right? Drake Bell? Anyway, it was a good show. Hopefully we won't turn on the TV and see some gigantic party in our living room, but it's always always a chance. Also, they could have a big fist fight, you know, and like tear out a section of drywall. One of them go through the drywall or something, you know. These are all, you know, we'll have plenty of things to worry about. Just because we had one thing removed doesn't mean that we won't have anything to worry about. I mean, let's not get crazy. All right, let's wind this thing down. We're near the end already. I appreciate you guys listening to this. Next time it'll be a slightly different title, The format is undefined. The new format is undefined. It won't be anything major. There won't be any major changes, believe me. Just be slightly better, I think. So we got some. There's a person making some intro music, outro music for me. We got a new logo coming up. So when I get back from the beach, we'll debut all this stuff. So you guys, if you want to, I want to tell you one more time before I go, if you want to get the Thursday show, there's going to be one more show this week. It's the Thursday show, which might not come out till Friday. If you want to do that, go to patreon.com/JeffK, sign up for a patronage, $4. We'll unlock the audio. You can go higher, but $4 will do it, and I appreciate that. All right, we're at the end of this thing. You guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I will be back on Thursday or possibly Friday with another podcast over at Patreon. Hope you guys have a great one. I'll see ya. Bye.